the sisters.
啊，感谢主，我们下午一起来查考，活泼啊，盼望更活泼。
We thank the grace of the Lord, and this afternoon the topic for our study is a living hope.
当我们对于未来某一件事情有特别期待的时候
，When we have a certain expectations of something that we want in future,
我们处事为人的态度就会更加的谨慎。
Then we'll be more cautious of the way we lived.
比如说，我们对于自己的家，我们有一个美好的期待。
For example, for our family, we have a good hope.
我们期待自己的家，全家来信主，全家侍奉主。
We all have this hope that our whole family can come to believe in the Lord and come and serve Him.
那么，我们对于我们家庭的经营。我们是一定抱着很乐观并且很积极的态度。
And therefore, the way we are at home, we are more active in serving God.
你对于你的家没有这样的期待。
If we do not have such a hope for our family,
你跟别人讲说不可能的。
Then we tell others that it's impossible.
我家哪里有办法全家信主。
It is impossible for my whole family to come to believe in the Lord.
我家这样的情形哪里有办法成为一个基督化的家庭。
And with the situation that's at home, it's impossible for them to attain the standard of a Christ-like family.
假如你对未来一直讲说我不可能不可能不可能。
And if you were to keep saying that what you have for future is impossible,
那么你对于你的家你的态度啊，就会非常的消极，非常的绝望。
Then your attitude for your family will be one that's pessimistic and negative.
啊，不只是对于自己的家。
Not only for your family.
对于我们温哥华教会。
But also for our church in Vancouver.
我们对于自己的教会也应该有一个美好的期待。
We also must have a beautiful hope for this church in Vancouver.
因为真教会的建立，就是要来完成神国的荣耀。
Because the establishment of the true church is to fulfill the glory of our God.
我们也相信神拣选我们能够来这个地方居住有神的美意。
And we all believe that God had chosen us to come to live in this place. It's part of the beautiful will of our God.
我们不但相信说我们温哥华的教会不但外这个会堂的外观美丽。
Not only we believe that this church structure is beautiful from the outside.
我们也相信我们温哥华教会的弟兄姐妹的爱心啊非常的美丽。
We also believe that the love of brother and sister inside this church is beautiful.
我们更相信加拿大的这个福音啊可以借着我们温哥华教会的弟兄姐妹的热心来发展。
We all the more believe that the gospel in Canada will prosper because it's through our brothers and sisters.
啊我们这样的盼望不是没有理由的。
And it's without reason that we have such a hope.
啊所以我们相信我们的盼望是实在的。
And we all hope that our hope is one that is practical.
我们的信仰生活，我们的侍奉态度，一定是非常积极乐观。
And because of this hope, then our life of faith will be one that's active and optimistic.
所以我们来根据雅各书第五章来查考这个问题。
And with this, we shall study from the book of James, chapter 5.
请看雅各书第五章。
The book of James, chapter 5.
第五章第七节
Verse 7
雅各书第五章第七节
Book of James chapter 5 verse 7
新约圣经333页
Page 856、
啊、第五章第一节、啊、第七节
Verse 7
弟兄们啊你们要忍耐直到主来看啊农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产直到得了秋雨春雨
Be patient, then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains.
雅各刚谈完了前面，啊，这一段，这个勉励啊，这个富足人应当有更美的爱。
And before this verses, James has taught the disciple about warning to rich oppressors.
啊，要他们呢、啊，不要只是为自己来积存钱财。
And he taught them that they should not just hoard the wealth from themselves.
不要亏欠工人的钱。
And they should not take away the wages that belongs to their servant.
啊，不要只贪爱世上的享受。
And they should not just love the things of the world.
也不要随便定义人的罪。
and they should not condemn the righteous.
这是前面一段是对不义的富足人所发出的警告。
And these are all the warning that he gave to the rich oppressor.
但是在教会里头啊。
However, within our church,
另外有一批人
there are also a group of people,
啊，被称为义人的
yet considered as righteous in the eyes of God,
却是受苦的人。
However, these are the people who suffer.
这些人忍受了这些啊不义的富足人的亏待。
And these are the group of people who have been oppressed by the rich people.
如同第六节所说的
it's just like it's mentioned in verse 6.
他们一直忍耐啊，不抵挡。
They have been patient and they did not retaliate.
他们一直等待神的伸冤。
And they have been waiting for God.
可是这些弟兄们啊，似乎没有办法再忍耐下去了。
However, these are the people they cannot endure any further.
他们似乎开始灰心了。
And they started to feel disappointed.
因为处在一个长期的试炼当中。
Because if you were to live under a long period of trial.
怎么一直看不到神的作为呢
？And you fail to see the works of God.
人在这长期的啊这个磨练当中啊，难免会灰心。
And if you were to endure a long period of suffering, you may grow to become disappointed.
就好像希伯来书第十章那里所说的。
It's just like what was written in the book of Hebrews chapter 10.
开始遇到逼迫的时候很忍耐。
In the beginning, you may endure the trial and test.
可是时间一久了，他们就灰心了。
But after a long period of time, you may grow to become disappointed.
有的开始停止聚会了。
Some start to not come to service.
渐渐的不祷告了。
And not to pray.
软弱了。
And become to be weak.
所以这个时候，雅各也对这些人呢、啊、提出了一点勉励。
And here, James he gave encouragement to this group of people.
各位，当你面对教会一些难题的时候
，And now that when they encounter some difficulty or problems in church,
你的态度如何呢
？And what is your attitude?
你会灰心吗
？Will you be disappointed?
你能够继续来相信神来忍耐吗
？Will you continue to come to believe in the Lord and have patience?
我们不要看说，哎呀，这个时代的人呐、啊。已经慢慢不冷不热了。
You shouldn't see and condemn this generation's people who are lukewarm.
似乎教会的圣工也不是说相当的活泼。
And see this church not prospering in holy work.
有些人呢、啊，看别人软弱，自己也软弱。
And some people when they see the weaknesses of others and they themselves grow to become weak.
对于这个侍奉失去了斗志。
And slowly, they don't have the determination, zealousness in serving the God, in serving God.
这是不应该的。
And it shouldn't be like this.
我们的神啊，是一个积极有创造力的神。
Our God is one that's active and creative.
啊，不是一个消极的神。
It's not one that is pessimistic or negative.
所以雅各提醒他们。
Therefore, here, James was teaching his disciple.
说弟兄们啊，你们要忍耐啊。
He says, brothers, you have to be patient.
在雅各书的第一章第二节这样讲。
And it's also written in James chapter 1 and 2.
你们若在百般的试炼中，你们要喜乐。
That you have to rejoice in time of trial and test.
啊，要通得过这个试验。
And you have to consider it pure joy and see this as test.
所以第七节这里讲。
Therefore in verse 7 it says,
说你们要忍耐。
You have to be patient.
这个忍耐什么意思？
What does it mean to be patient?
我们雅各书的第一章第二节告诉我们
It's written in chapter 1, verse 2.
第一章啊，第三节
Verse 3.
是因为知道你们的信心呢，经过试验，就生忍耐
Because you know that the testing of faith develop perseverance.
忍耐是从这里来的
And perseverance, patience come from this.
我们信心要经得过试验
And that our faith must go through tests.
跟一般属世的那种忍耐不一样。
And this kind of patience is quite different from the patience that we regard in the world.
一般人的忍耐靠自己的力量。
It is through a man's ability that they have patience.
啊，所以很多人忍耐到一个程度说，我不能忍耐下去了。
And because of that man's ability, they cannot endure any further.
但是靠着神忍耐就不一样。
However, if you depend on ability from God,
他知道我自己的信心呢、啊、有杂质。
Because you will know that your foundation lies in God.
我们有时候信心里头有怀疑。
And if you have doubt in your faith,
有不满
and unsatisfactions,
啊，有种种不好的意念
and you have negative thought,
这个是不应该的。
You shouldn't be like this.
所以经过试炼的时候啊。
Therefore, after test,
好像一个金块啊，用火来这个熬炼。
Then you become like refined of a gold.
啊，那金块本身有杂质的话。
within gold, if there's impurity,
经过火熬炼以后啊，它杂质会浮上来。
And after fire, all the impurity will float.
当把杂质拿掉以后啊，
And if you were to take all those impurity away,
金子就是纯金了。
Then the gold become pure gold.
我们的信仰也是一样。
Our faith is like this.
我们要记得我们啊有信心，实在是还有很多杂质。
We must remember that in our faith there's a lot of impurity.
啊，所以我们啊应该要相信说，患难的临到是要把我们的杂质拿掉。
Therefore, we must understand the test and trials is to remove our impurities.
当我们的信仰里头没有怀疑、没有不满、没有怨恨的时候
，Only in our faith when we do not have any unsatisfactions or hatred.
你那时候就相信神是公义的。
Then that's the time that you believe that God is just.
那时候的忍耐啊，是会产生力量。
And that's the time when your patience will bring you strength.
你能够体验神的能力在你里头。
Then that's the time you can experience the strength of God within you.
所以那种忍耐是能够持续维持下去。
And this kind of patience can endure.
一直达到这个目标的实现。
Until when the goal is being attained.
啊，所以我说我们在我们信仰生活里头。
Therefore, in our faith.
啊，你应该要学习。这样的忍耐
You must learn to have such a patience.
遇到患难的时候
When you meet with trials.
祷告的时候
When you are praying.
常常思想
You must always meditate.
我的信心有没有杂质
You have to think whether you have impurity within your faith.
对神有没有怀疑
Do you have doubt in God?
对人有没有不满
Do you have criticism against people?
有的话就把它拿掉了
If you have all these, then you have to remove all this impurity.
力量把它拿掉
And depend on the strength from God to remove them.
那这样子的话呢
Only this,
那么你的信心就成长了。
Then your faith starts to grow.
你信心就非常的单纯的。
Then your faith grows to become simple.
你这个信心能够去触摸到神。
And this is the faith that you can touch God.
你能够体验到神跟你同在。
And you can experience that God is with you.
这个时候啊，你就相信了。
This is a time when you truly believe.
相信什么呢
？What do you believe in?
这个雅各书第五章的第七节。
Let's turn to James chapter 5 verse 7.
这是说直到主来啊。
You believe that God will come.
一个真正有神同在的人
A person who truly has God abiding with him.
他能够感受到主耶稣一定会来
He will experience that the Lord will come.
他也能够感受到主常常跟我同行
And he also will experience that God is always with him.
我的祷告神都垂听
When we pray, he will listen.
真的体验到与主同行的滋味
And you truly will experience what it's like to abide with God.
你的信仰生活你会觉得说实在是太美好了。
And then indeed we'll feel that your life of faith is a beautiful one.
跟主同行真是好啊。
It's good to walk with him.
所以这个彼得、雅各、约翰
，Peter, James, and John，
他们跟主耶稣同行。
They all had walked with God.
到了这个变貌山了。
They all had walked with Jesus until the Mount of Transfiguration.
看到主耶稣变的变貌。
And they saw Jesus.
看到天国的异象。
And saw the vision in heaven.
从心里这样讲出来。
And in their heart they said.
主啊，在这里真好。
Oh Lord, it's good to be here.
看到天国异象，当然是真好啊。
Of course, it's good to behold the vision from heaven.
所以彼得看到那异象以后
，When Peter he saw the vision from heaven，
在一生的当中啊
，In his life，
这个异象成为他的目标。
This vision become his goal.
他的盼望非常的勃勃。
And his hope become an active hope.
当大逼迫临到的时候
，When there was great trials that came upon him，
他跟弟兄姐妹讲
，He said to his brothers and sisters，
我离开世间的时候快要到了。
That's time for me to leave this world.
他知道他要在逼迫当中被杀。
And he knew that he would be killed in time of persecution.
但是他不怕。
But he was not afraid.
他告诉信徒
，He said to his people，
说我离开这个世间的时候到了。
He said to his members that it's time for him to leave this world.
但是我必须要告诉你们一件事情。
But there's one thing that I have to say to you.
我一直跟你们讲天国的这个存在。
That I kept saying that there's this existence of the heavenly kingdom.
我没有骗你们了。
I never lied to you.
真的。
Truly,
是我亲耳听过。
This is one that I've heard myself.
亲眼看过。
I've seen it myself.
这个在彼得后书。
And it's written in 2 Peter.
他这样的勉励。
This is how he encouraged
the members. 我们看彼得后书的第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章十四节。
Verse 14.
第一章十四节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 14.
中文新约圣经341页。
Page 860.
啊。十四节，因为知道我脱离这个帐篷的时候快到了，正如我们主耶稣基督所指示我的。这个彼得呢，他说脱离这个帐篷，就是他的这个肉体的时候快到了。
Here Peter says that I know it's time for me to put aside this tent of my body.
十五节说， 我现在尽心竭力使你们在我去世以后常常纪念这些事情。
Verse 15, he said, I will make every effort to see that after my departure, you will always be able to remember these things.
他说我从前、啊、已经把我们主耶稣基督大能和他降临的事都告诉你们了。
He said that I once told you about the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus.
我不是用那个随从乖巧捏造的谎话告诉你们。
And it's not true, cleverly invented stories.
我真的是亲眼见过他的荣耀。
It is that I have witnesses with myself.
他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，
And it's time when he received honor and glory.
在极大荣光之中有声音出来。
And from the glory of God that comes from heaven, there was a voice that said,
向他说，这是我的爱子。
This is my son whom I love.
我所喜悦的。
With whom I am well pleased.
那么18节这一讲。
Verse 18.
我们同他在圣山的时候亲自听见这声音。
That we ourselves heard his voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain.
所以那个被帽上的异象。
The transfigurations,the vision he saw on the mountain of transfigurations
就是天国的意象
is the vision of heaven.
彼得一直记着这个意象
And Peter has always remembered this vision.
我亲自看到
I've seen it with my own eyes.
我亲眼听过
I've heard it with my ears.
不会骗你们的
I'm not lying to you.
真的是这样
It's truly like this.
对于我们今天的信徒来讲
Today for all of us as believers.
假如你真的用心的去接受主耶稣给你的试炼
If you truly accept with your heart the test that comes from Lord Jesus
接着你用心的祷告
And that you put heart in your prayer
并且勇敢面对教会所发生的事情
And that with courage you face with all the difficulties and problems within this church
按照主的道理去处理
And according to the will of God that you solve the problems
within 你会看到神同工
You know that and you will see that God is working with you
你会看到奇妙的事情在变化
And you will see that things start to change miraculously
当然你就相信真的神同在
Then you will see that God is indeed abiding with you
这样的经历啊
This kind of experience
让你真的能够相信
Let you truly believe
主耶稣一定会来
That the Lord will surely come
那么主耶稣来的时候啊
And when the Lord comes
我们知道那是最美好的时候
Then we know that is one of the most beautiful moment
人生最有价值的事情
And this is one of the most valuable things for us to hope for
就是有这样的把握
And is to have such a hope
当主耶稣来的时候
When the Lord comes
我能够被迎接
Then we'll be received
能够到天国去
Into heaven
与主同在
And to be with him
这是我们人生至终的目标
And this is our ultimate goal in our life as Christian
所以各位在我们的信仰里头
So brothers and sisters in your faith
从日常生活的经验里头
From your daily living
去体会到主耶稣再来这个事情
You must experience the coming of our Lord
这是我们盼望的一个目标
And this is one of our living hope
所以雅各也是这么跟这些患难中的弟兄姐妹讲
And this is how James encouraged the brother and sister in time of trial.
我们要接受试炼。
That we must know how to accept trial.
我们相信靠主能够忍耐。
And we believe that we have to depend on the Lord to stand firm in trials.
一直到主耶稣再来。
Until the Lord's coming.
我们再看雅各书第五章。
Let's turn back to James chapter 5.
第五章的第七节。
Verse 7.
在这一段圣经里头，雅各首先提出了一个例子来说明。
Here, James he had an example.
说要如何忍耐等候主呢
He tell us how should we be patient and wait for the Lord's coming.
这里告诉我们看啊
Here he said, see.
说你要注意观察
You must be observant.
主耶稣也常常叫我们观察大自然
And the Lord Jesus always encouraged and tell us that we have to observe things in nature.
主耶稣也告诉我们看啊你要看天上的飞鸟
And he also tell us to see the birds in the air.
他不种也不收
and they do not toil and harvest
天父把他们养活的非常的漂亮
but it is the heavenly father that take care of them
我们的生命岂不比飞鸟更尊贵吗
and aren't our lives more precious than this life of bird in the air
那这里雅各要我们看
here James want us to see
要仔细的观察
and to be observant
有什么好的榜样
and what kind of example can we learn from this
值得我们效法的
That's worthy for us to imitate.
第七节提到农夫的事情。
In verse 7, it talks about farmers.
他说农夫忍耐等候。
Farmers wait patiently for the land.
为了得到地里宝贵的出产。
Wait patiently to yield its crops.
农夫的目标，农夫的盼望就是地里有宝贵的出产。
The hope of the farmer is the harvest of crops.
他很可能说，我今年的收成 要比去年多一倍多两倍。
Perhaps he has this hope that the harvest this year is going to be twice as much as last year.
这是他的目标。
This is his goal.
他相信可能的。
And in his hope, he believed it's possible.
根据他的经验，他有这样的盼望。
And according to his experience, he has such a hope.
那么他忍耐等候什么意思呢？
And what does it say here that he patient and he waited?
忍耐等候不是静态坐在那边等。
When you are waiting, doesn't mean that you're just passively sitting there.
他从撒种开始。
But he started from sowing the seed.
开始施肥。
And applying the manure.
在这个农作物成长的过程当中，
and when in the process, when the crop is growing,
一定会发生种种的问题来。
There may be some problem that he encounter.
那么他要用心的去面对。
And he will put his effort to solve all this problem.
他不怕困难。
He will not be afraid of difficulties.
发生什么问题就解决什么问题。
And any problems that he encounter, he will try to solve them.
这就是忍耐等候的意思。
This is the meaning of waiting patiently.
他要让这个农作物能够有正常的成长。
He wants his crops to have natural growth.
那么最后已经能够得到宝贵的出产。
And then finally, you will have the land will surely yield its valuable crop.
今天在我们教会里面呢
？Today in our church.
也是这样。
This is the same.
各位对温哥华教会有什么期待
？What kind of hope do you have for Vancouver Church? 啊，
假如你有一个活泼的期待
，If you have a living hope，
可以借着啊各种的会议，或是啊一些机会啊，跟负责人来表达。
It can be through some meeting or some dialogue with a person in charge. 啊，
那么这些教会的负责人也应该让信徒看到未来的这个期待。
And the person in charge of the church, they also have to let the members see the hope in the church.
希望我们温哥华的教会啊。
For example,
我们信徒啊，能够真正养成祷告习惯的人数啊。明年能够达到50%。
That we have this hope that our member will be able to pray by themselves, and we can reach a percentage of over 50%.
虽然我们聚会的次数是不很多
，although we do not have many services，
但是我们要加强家庭的这个信仰生活。
But we must strengthen our family life.
我们相信一个家庭里头有祷告的习惯。
We must believe that we should cultivate the habit of praying at home.
会有读经的习惯。
And cultivate the habit of reading the Bible. 啊，
那么这样的家庭啊，一定是一个成长的家庭。
And with such a family, with all this, then it's family that is growing spiritually.
所以我们对于我们的弟兄姐妹的信仰有这样的关心。
If we have such a concern over the spiritual life of our brothers and sisters in church,
我们若有这样的期待啊。
And if we have such a hope.
我们态度一定不一样。
Then our attitude will change.
访问班的人员去访问的时候
，and the visitation committee when they visit families,
不只是说大家见面寒寒暄啊，讲讲客套话。
They will not just greet each other and talk.
一定会来分享说我们最近祷告有什么样的体验。
But they will surely go deeper and share the experience in prayer.
或是我们祷告有遇到什么样困难。
Or share with the problems that encounter in prayer.
那么我们应该如何来面对它？
And talk about how to solve all these problems.
我相信只要教会有这样的期待，
I'm sure that if this church has such a hope,
我们的访问一定会变得更积极。
Then our visitation will become more active.
弟兄姐妹互相的关怀也会更积极。
And that our brothers and sisters will care for each other more actively.
或许大家受圣灵感动，一定想50%还不够。
And maybe we think that for those people who are moved by the Holy Spirit, 50% of the membership is still not enough.
我们希望我们温哥华的教至少70%的弟兄姐妹都懂得会祷告。
And we must hope for more than that, 70%.
啊，读圣经也是一样。
And this is the same when we come to reading the Bible.
啊，有这样的期待啊。
We must have such a hope.
我们就会更加谨慎。
Then we'll become more cautious.
会自我的要求。
And then we'll expect more from ourselves.
也会想要去帮助别人。
And also we'll think of helping others.
当大家有这个祷告力量的时候啊。
If everybody have this strength in prayer.
那不得了了。
Then we'll see the work that's powerful.
你看初期使徒时代的教会。
Look at the church in the beginning.
圣灵还没降临的时候。
Before the coming of the Holy Spirit.
真正关心教会的有120个人。
There were only 120 people in church.
他们恒切祷告。
They were praying very zealously.
想不到经过10天以后，圣灵大降。
And little did they know, after 10 days later, the Holy Spirit poured upon them.
神的功能讲到大有力量。
And the work of God, they spoke with power.
结果一次三千人受洗。
And within just one day, there were 3,000 who got baptized.
神很欢心啊。
And God was pleased.
把这三千人交给你们。
Also, God was able to trust with people with 3,000 members.
120个人呢、啊，都是灵性坚强的。
Because this 120 people were men with strong faith.
要牧养这三千人，不是靠一个传道的。
And to pastor the 3,000 members is not just through one preacher.
120个人来牧养这三千人呐、啊。
But to pastor the 3,000 members with just 120 people.
我们算算看。
We just need to count.
一个人只要负责牧养三十个人就可以了。
One person just need to be responsible for 30 members.
这样的神迹在使徒时代有。
This kind of miracle happened during the time of apostle.
在今天我们真耶稣教也有。
And this also happened in our church today.
但是我们更期待我们温哥华教会也有这样的恩典。
But what we hope more is that our Vancouver church should have such grace.
所以我们应该学习农夫等待。
And therefore we have to learn to be like the farmers waiting.
希望能够得到这个宝贵的出产。
And waiting for the land to yield its valuable crop.
那这里特别提到说要直到得了秋雨春雨。
And here it says that he will wait for the autumn and spring rains to come.
是在提醒当时的信徒。
This is remind the disciple at the time.
让他们知道说他们在耕种的时候。
To remind them that time when they are planting and sowing the seed.
单单靠人的力量不够。
It's not enough just to depend on man's strength.
这个秋雨春雨啊，犹太人才知道这个意思。
Only Jews themselves know the meaning behind autumn and spring rains.
因为犹太地要耕种之前啊。
Before they harvest, before they plant their crop,
那必须要先有秋雨啊。
They need to have autumn rain.
犹太地的那个地啊，是石灰质地。是很硬的一个土地。
The soil in the land Judah, it was hard.
如果没有先降雨来滋润的话呢，两头牛啊，那个犁刀也是没有办法拉动的。
And without rain, it's impossible to toil the land.
那这个就告诉他们。
Therefore, it tells them
农夫还是要靠神啊。
That even the farmer himself have to depend on God.
怎么靠神？
How should they depend on
God?
摩西
就告诉过他们了。
And Moses has told them before.
你们都遵守神的道理啊。
That you have to obey the commandment of God.
神按时降下雨来。
And God will give you the timely rain.
你们都不遵守神的道理。
If you do not obey the commandment of God.
天像铜啊，地像铁。
And the sky will be like bronze, and this earth will be like metal.
没有雨降下来，人都做不了什么事情。
And without rain, man can do nothing.
今天我们的心呢、啊，常常会像这个很硬的这个土地一样。
And today, our heart is like this hard ground.
那我们呢、啊，就必须要认真的祷告。
And therefore, we have to all more pray.
让这个秋雨啊来滋润我们的心。
To allow the autumn rain to nourish our heart.
当圣灵工作的时候，大家的心呢、啊、就软了。
It's only when the Holy Spirit starts to work in our heart that our heart will be moved.
就有谦卑忍耐的心了。
Then we'll become humble and have patience.
你撒种了。
Only when then you
查圣经的时候。
Plant the seed and study the Bible.
读圣经的时候。
And study the scripture.
一定很有心得。
Then you will understand the word.
这个时候我们的灵命就开始成长。
This is a time when your spiritual life starts to grow.
我想大家都知道。怎么去爱教会了
I'm sure all of you know how to love this church.
相信那个时候慕道的朋友会越来越多了
And on that day, you'll start to see that true seekers start to grow.
收成了
This is time when
慕道会来的时候
And when there are spiritual convocations,
就是要收成了
And evangelical service is time for
harvest. 慕道会一定会大降春雨啊
And it's during this time that it will come its spring rains.
会促使这些慕道者赶快想要来接受洗礼
And to motivate all these true seekers to accept baptism.
所以这里就是告诉我们
Therefore here it says,
人的忍耐啊要靠神的帮助
That all man's patience has to come with the help from God.
所以在这个第八节在这里讲
And in verse 8 it says,
这里提到说你们也当忍耐
That you too have to be patient.
所以我们呢、啊，应该像农户一样。
And therefore, we have to learn to be like farmers.
我们要促进教会发展。
That we want to prosper this church.
但是不可否认的。
But we cannot deny the fact that
教会还存在着不少的问题。
There are so many problems that exist in this church.
但是我们不要怕这些问题。
But we shouldn't be afraid of these problems.
我们不能够逃避问题。
And we should not run away from this problem.
我们也相信。
We also believe.
只要我们靠我们主。
That only when we depend on our Lord
大家照主的道理去行
and walk according to His will,
我们来学习
we can then all learn together
反省自己
and examine ourselves.
我信心里头有什么杂质没有？
Is there any impurity in our faith?
我有不信的心吗？
Is there doubt in our faith?
啊，我有不满的心吗？
Do we have unsatisfaction within ourselves?
啊，我有怀疑的心吗？
Or suspicious heart?
有的话就现在祷告，求主耶稣让我这些不好的意念拿掉。
If we do have all this, then we have to pray for ask God to remove all this impurity and negative thought.
这个时候你的观念呢，就是一个很积极的一个观念。
Only then your concept will become one that's active.
这个时候你就想要来突破这些困难了。
Then you will want to overcome all these problems.
神的创造力就在这个时候给你了。
And this is the time when God will give you all His ability and creativity to solve problems.
你们开始能够接纳这些软弱的弟兄姐妹。
Then you'll be able to accept all those brothers and sisters who are weak.
啊，没有什么，再没有什么可以计较的。
And there's nothing that you want to calculate over.
啊，神能够给我们有这个包容的心。
Because God will give us a heart of forbearance.
先改掉自己的缺点。
First, we have to take away our shortcoming.
别人的软弱。
And embrace the weaknesses of others.
那这样子的话呢？啊，第八节这里又说。
And with this, in verse 8.
这个时候我们就能够坚固我们的心了。
And only then with this we can stand firm our faith.
你越能够发现说真教的确是真的教会。
And the more you realize that this church has the truth.
真的这个圣灵啊是我们的帮助。
And that the Holy Spirit is our help.
真理是我们人生的指引。
And that the truth is our goal.
真教会真的是得救的教会。
And that this church is a church that will be truly saved.
神的应许是绝对不会落空的。
And that His promise will one day be fulfilled.
这个时候你的信仰就不一样了。
Then only when you believe in all this, then your faith will be different.
你对未来就是一个活泼的盼望。
Then you will have a living hope for future.
啊，这个时候再强调一件事情。
And here it also emphasizes another thing.
因为主来的日子快到了。
Sometimes when people heard of the sentence the Lord's coming is near, they were afraid that the sentence the judgment is near.
但是有活泼盼望的人看到主来的日子近了，虽然是末日近了，但是不会害怕。
But one with a living hope will not be afraid of His coming.
你一定有这样的期待。
You will have surely will have such a hope.
主耶稣突然来的时候，
If the Lord would come,
我可以
suddenly
跟主耶稣讲。
Then you can say to the Lord,
说主啊，你交代我的事情我都做了。
You can say to the Lord that things that you entrust upon me, I have done them all.
你很坦然想要来接近主耶稣。
And then with courage, you'll be able to welcome Him.
就好像一个移民的人。
It's just like a person who has immigrated.
我们各位都是移民过来这边。
Most of us here has immigrated to Canada.
当你在等待移民的时候。
Well, while you're waiting for immigration.
你知道要必须要准备各种的。这个文件
，You know that you have to prepare all kinds of documents.
啊，你一定也充实自己。
And also, you will have to prepare yourself.
等到你文件被批准的时候
，When all your documents have been passed.
移民官问你的问题的时候
，And when the officer were to ask you, immigration officer would ask you questions.
你一定很坦然的。
Then surely you'll be
我什么都合乎资格。
Confidence that all your requirements have been met.
绝对没问题了。
And you'll be confident that there will be no problem.
将来我们是移民到天国去。
One day we'll all be immigrated to the heavenly kingdom.
所以一个懂得忍耐的人啊。
Therefore, for a person who has patience to wait.
啊，那么他一定有这样活泼的期待。
Then he will surely have such a living hope.
可是第九节呢？
However, in verse 9, it says.
这是在讲另外一件反面的事情。
Indirectly, James is teaching us.
就是说弟兄们不要彼此埋怨了。
He says that don't grumble against each other, brothers.
有些弟兄姐妹求好心切。
Some brothers and sisters, though they have good motive.
他很希望说教会能够快快长大。
And good intentions and hope that this church will grow quickly.
他很希望说教会不要有瑕疵。
And also hope that there will be no impurity within the church.
可是看到教会还在软弱当中。
However, when they see that this church is weak,
有的人不能忍耐了。
Some people cannot endure and be patient with all these weaknesses.
就埋怨了。
Then they start to grumble.
把这个责任呢推给别人了。
And give all this responsibility to others.
都是某某人不好了。
Why is it some brothers would do this?
若不是他这样的话，教会早就发展了。
If he had not done this, then the church would surely grow.
这种的埋怨呢？对于事情的解决是没有帮助的。
This kind of complaint and grumbling will not have any solutions to the problem.
所以这里告诉我们不要彼此埋怨。
Therefore, here it says that we should not grumble against each other.
就好像一个穷人家的孩子。
It's just like children of a poor man.
假如他只会埋怨他的父母。
If the son or the were to just complain against the parent,
就是我父母没有学问。
It's because my parents are not educated.
我父母不会赚钱。
My parents cannot make any money.
我家就是那么穷。
And that's why I'm so poor.
所以难怪我不能发展。
And because of this, I cannot prosper.
假如这样埋怨他的父母啊。
If you were to think of the son like a son complaining against parents,
真的能够成功吗？
Do you think this son will be successful?
不可能成功的。
It's impossible.
一个有志气的孩子啊。
A person who has a determination,
他不会怪他的父母。
He will not complain against his own parents.
不会怪这个环境的困苦。
He will not complain against the environment.
啊，日本啊，有一段时期啊，是一个环境非常困苦的时期。
In Japan, there was a period of time when the life was hard.
很多的人家穷到快没饭吃了。
And there were many people who were so poor to the extent that they would not have anything to eat.
那么有一家人啊，他有一个孩子五岁而已啊。
And in this there was one family where they have a son who was only 5 years old.
他们已经穷到没办法再抚养这个五岁的孩子了。
And they were so poor to the extent that they can no longer take care of this 5 years old son.
幸好有一个朋友帮他解决问题啊。
And it was fortunate at that time there was a friend that helped this family to solve the problem.
他说这样好了，我。把你的孩子带到一个将军的家。
And this friend suggested that they will bring the son to a captain's house.
让你的孩子替将军做一点事情。
And for this son to work for the captain.
至少还有一口饭吃。
At least he can make some money.
五岁的孩子能够做什么？
And what can this 5 years old boy make do anything?
他说很简单。
And this friend said it was very easy.
就是替这个将军啊拿鞋子。
All this boy has to do is to help to take the shoes of this captain.
将军早每天早上起来的时候要往哪个地方去，要穿不同的鞋子。
And for each day, this captain has to wear different kind of shoes wherever he goes.
他的任务就是说，只要替将军呐、拿鞋子就好了。
And all the son needs to do is to carry the shoes for the captain.
管家会教你的孩子的。
And also, the housekeeper will also teach the son what to do.
他说这样也好了。
Then this family was saying this is good.
至少让我的孩子有一个生机啊。
At least my son has a hope for living.
就他勉励他的孩子。
So they encouraged the son.
你要成为啊，日本呐、全日本拿鞋子拿最好的一个孩子。
And he encouraged the son that you must be one of the best in carrying the shoes in Japan.
这个孩子也很懂事、
And this son, he was very sensible.
他跟爸爸讲，爸爸，我会的。
And he said to his father that I'll surely do this.
这个孩子不会埋怨他的父母。
And he didn't complain against his parent.
他很脚踏实地。
And he was very sure what he should do.
所以就在管家这在将军的家做这个工作。
And so this is what he's doing in his captain's house.
然后有一天下大雪了。
One day it was snowing.
哇，天气好冷啊。
And it was very cold.
这个聪明的孩子啊。真的很会体谅别人。
And this clever boy, he's able to understand people.
他想，这个那么冷的天气啊，假如说我等到早上才拿鞋子给将军穿的话，哇，那鞋子很冰冷啊。
And this young boy was thinking in his heart that if I were to give this captain the boots early in the morning, then this boot would be very cold.
他就提早起床。
So he would wake up very early in the morning.
赶快把那个将军要穿的鞋子啊，塞在他的这个胸怀里面。
And he would put the boots, and put it within his bosom.
就坐在将军的那个门边呐、在他那边蹲着睡着了。
And then he will sit next to the captain, and he slept.
将军早上一起来。
In the morning, when this captain woke up,
奇怪，怎么没有鞋子啊？
And he was looking for his boots.
看看门边，小孩子在那边睡觉。
And he saw this little boy sleeping.
就把孩子叫醒。
And so he woke this little boy up.
我的鞋子呢？
And asked him, where's my boots?
孩子醒过来啊。
And this boy, when he woke up,
将军，哎呀，将军不好意思。
And he was apologizing to this captain.
鞋子在这个地方，就把鞋子拿出来。
And he says that the shoes, the boots is in the bosom, so he took it out.
将军看了又很感动。
And when the captain saw this, he was very moved.
那么小的孩子就能够体贴别人。
Such a little boy, he knows how to understand others.
他说你怎么会这样做呢？
And he asked him,Why would you do this?
他说我爸爸教我的。
He said that my father has taught me.
说要我拿鞋子拿的是比别人更好。
He has taught me that I must be the one of the best in carrying shoes in Japan.
后来这个将军啊提拔这个孩子。
And later on, this captain, he was the one that had encouraged the son.
后来这个孩子啊，成为有名的将军。
And he became one of the very famous captain in Japan.
所以说，我们应该效法这个孩子。
Therefore, we have to learn from this little boy.
在那个艰难的环境里头，不埋怨。
In times of difficulty, we should not complain.
我们理想可以远大。
And that with our hope,
我们可以有一个活泼的盼望。
We can have a living hope.
但是我们一定要脚踏实地。
But at the meantime, we have to do things that's sensible.
我们做教会的圣工也是一样。
This is the same when we're doing church work.
不要抱着马马虎虎的态度。
We should not be haphazard when we're doing things in church.
有的人在公司里头啊，做事情脚踏实地。
Some people when they're working in their company, they work with their best.
做事情很切实，有计划，有目标。
And they have plans, they have goals.
但是做起教会的事来。
However, when they come to church and do the church work,
有的就没有那么用心了。
Then they might not put their best effort in it.
这样是不应该的。
We shouldn't be like this.
即使我们对教会有什么不同的意见。
Although sometimes we may not have we may not be satisfied with the church.
我们应该把它化成具体的这个意见。
But we must think of a good suggestion.
不只是会提出问题，
Not only will bring forth problems,
还会提出说那该怎么做，
but we can also bring forth solutions of what to do.
那这样子才对教会有帮助。
Then with this, then we have we can help the church.
如果彼此埋怨的话，
if we were to complain against each other,
只是中了魔鬼诡计啊。
We are only falling into Satan's trap.
好像以色列百姓要进迦南之前，
it's just like Israelite before they enter into the land of Canaan.
有十个探子啊，报坏消息。
There were 10 spies that gave them back report.
埋怨摩西的带领。
And they complained against Moses.
软化所有这以色列百姓的信心。
And they have undermined the faith of all the Israelites.
大家就在那边争吵，在埋怨这个摩西啊。
At that time, they were complaining against Moses, and they were quarreling against each other.
结果惹神的生气。
And it's because of this that they caused the wrath of God.
啊，所以在教会里头。
And today in church,
我们是同一个家庭。
We all are one family in Christ.
是基督的身体。
And we are part of the body of Christ.
大家懂得爱我们自己的教会。
We must learn to love our church.
啊，我相信我们这个温哥华教会啊，一定大大的发展。
And I believe with this, then our church will surely grow.
所以这个第九节他自己讲。
And in verse 9 it says,
不要埋怨了。
Do not grumble.
免得受审判。
Lest you will be judged.
说看啊，审判的主站在门前了。
Look, the judge is standing at the door.
这里也说看啊。
Here it says, look.
就是告诉我们要保持一颗清醒的心。
And is to tell us that we must be alert.
论断批评是最大的伤害。
And that criticism and grumbling is one of the greatest harm we can bring to this church.
我们的主查看得很清楚。
And our church see it all.
什么事他都知道。
And our Lord knows everything.
有一个长老娘啊。
There was one wife of an elder.
受误解批评了。
She was being misunderstood and was being criticized.
啊。他没有说半句话。
But she did not say a word.
他忍耐下来。
And she patiently endured it all.
把一切的委屈跟主耶稣讲。
And she prayed to the Lord and told him all that she has suffered.
有一次祷告的时候。
And one day when she prayed,
主耶稣出声跟他说。
The Lord opened his mouth and said to him,
我知道了。
He said, I know all this.
就这么一句话。
He just needs to say this.
长老娘眼泪流下来。
And she started to tears.
她知道主耶稣一定会替我伸冤。
And he knew that surely the Lord would speak for her.
感谢主啊。
And she thanked the Lord.
真的主替她伸冤。
And truly the Lord has spoken for her.
知道审判的主已经站在门前了。
And we must know that the judge is standing at the door.
啊，我们应该要注意到，不要被审判落到地狱里头去了。
And that we should not be judged and be sent to hell.
好，那么再来我们看这个第十节。
Verse 10。
这雅各又提出第二个例子来。
And James here, he gave a second example.
告诉弟兄姐妹说，你们要效法先前奉主名说话的先知。
He says that you must learn from the prophet who spoke in the name of the Lord.
当作能够受苦、能够忍耐的榜样。
And see them as example of patience in face of suffering.
所以他很诚恳说，弟兄们啊。
Therefore, he says here, brothers,
你们要看看啊，以前的众先知
that you must consider those prophets in the past.
面对着黑暗的时期
and that in time of darkness,
很多的这个毛病
in time of difficulties and problems,
他必须要先拆毁这些毛病
And that first he had to solve all this problem.
才能够重建神的国。
Then he can rebuild the kingdom of God.
这是神信班所查考耶利米书的时候，我们都看得到。
And this is what we have learned from the book of Jeremiah from our STC.
神要耶利米先拆毁，才能够重建。
First, God wants Jeremiah to destroy, then he can rebuild.
那一个真先知是一个奉主名说话的。
Prophet is one who come and speak in the name of the Lord.
是敬畏神会祷告的。
The one who revere God and one who will pray.
该说的话他一定要说。
And what he needs to say, he will say.
但是他不怕生命的威胁。
And he is not afraid of his life will be in danger.
有一次啊，耶利米讲完了他该讲的话。
And once when Prophet Jeremiah he said what he has to say.
那些有权有势的人怎么说呢
？And those people with power, what did they have to reply?
请看耶利米书二十六章。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书二十六章
Chapter 26
旧约圣经916页
Page 556
916页耶利米书二十六章请看第八节
Verse
8耶利米说完了耶和华所吩咐他对众人说的一切话祭司先知以众民都来抓住他说你必要死当耶利米说完了神要他说的话
As soon as Jeremiah is finished telling all the people everything the Lord had commanded him to say
众人都说你必要死
And the rest of the people seized him and said you must die
但是耶利米他毫无惧怕
But Jeremiah he was not afraid
所以在十四节那里讲
In verse 14
我现在交在你们手中了你们要怎么做那么你们就这样做吧
As for me I'm in your hand toMe, whatever you think is good and right.
那么在十五节那里说。
15.
那下半节啊。
The latter half.
他说：“耶和华实在要差遣我到你们这里来。”
The Lord has sent me to speak to you all these words.
将这一切话传给你们了。
And to speak to you all this word in your hearing.
这个先知很有把握。
This prophet he has confidence.
我真的是神差遣的。
And he truly he knew that he was sent by God.
所以我该讲的我要讲。
And therefore he had to speak what he need to say.
所以我们弟兄姐妹也应该这样子。
And this is the same for us, brothers and sisters today.
只要你是一个祷告的一个。一个信徒
If you are a man of prayer
你一定能够得到神给你的启示
Then you will surely receive revelations from God
让你能够有雪亮的眼睛知道如何爱我们自己的教会
And then you will have these eyes of wisdom to know how to love this church
这个就是奉主名说话的
And this is what it's like to speak in the name of God
尽管有人要害这个耶利米
Although there were people who tried to harm Jeremiah,
但是他能够受苦，能够忍耐。
But he was able to stand firm and endure.
忍耐的目的就是要除掉他们的缺点。
And he endured to take away their impurity and their shortcoming.
希望能够保存这些忠心的百姓。
So that he can preserve the faith of the believers.
成为神国复兴的核心。
And to be able to restore the heavenly kingdom.
那么在雅各书第五章十一节。
James chapter 5:11.
雅各不厌其烦的再提出第三个例子。
And he continued to speak the third example.
就是提到耶伯的事情。
And he mentions things concerning Job.
他说耶伯的事情你们都知道了。
And here he said that you all have heard of Job's.
他的结局怎么样？你们也很清楚。
And you are all very familiar with his outcome.
耶伯受到极大的操练。
We all know that Job he has gone through great tests.
他的结局是什么呢
？And what is his result?
神给他的祝福啊。
God gave him blessing.
超过以前他所有的。
And which was much more than he had before.
但这个不是重点。
And this is not the important point.
重点是什么呢
？What is the important point?
他以前是风闻有神。
Before he heard of God.
现在是亲眼见神。
And finally he see God.
他的信仰更有深度了。
And his faith has depth.
他的信仰更实在了。
And his faith become real.
所以我相信我们各位弟兄姐妹。
So now I believe that all our brothers and sisters here.
假如你肯面对神给你的操练。
If you can take and stand firm of this test that God
has
given you.
你能够让你的信仰更有深度。
Then you will find that your faith will take root.
并且你也明白主是满心怜悯的。
And then you also understand the Lord is one that's full of compassion.
过去这个耶伯啊，真的很无知啊。
In the past, Job, he was ignorant.
曾经责怪神啊。
And he once complained against God.
把神看作好像一个恶霸一样啊。
And see God as one like a dictator.
神啊，你大有能力啊。
And said that since you have all this power,
你要让人怎么受苦，那你都有办法。
It's up to you what you want to do to his people.
在他内心他很不服气、啊。
And inside his heart, he was not satisfied.
我又不是坏人啊。
That I have not done anything wrong and not a bad person.
你怎么要让我受那么大的苦啊
？But why is that you want me to suffer?
他对神很不理解了。
And you couldn't understand God.
但是这是他的无知。
But this is because of his ignorance.
他以为他很好了。
He thought he was good.
他这种无知，神怜悯他。
But God, he has compassion over his ignorance.
这经过试炼的时候。
It's only after his trial.
慢慢的，他体会到了。
That slowly he starts to experience.
体会到自己的软弱。
His weaknesses.
然后呢，他灵性更新了。
And then his faith starts to revive.
他怎么样的更新呢？
How did he revive his faith?
在试炼当中，灵性慢慢进步了。
And that is from the test that his faith starts to grow.
我们来看耶伯记十六章。
Job chapter 10.
耶伯记十六章。
Sorry, Job chapter 16.
旧约圣经六百三十九页，十六章，请看第十六节。
Verse 16, chapter 16, verse 16.
我的脸因哭泣发紫，在我的眼皮上有死印。十七节。
17.
我的手中却无强暴，我的祈祷也是清洁。尽管当时他受极大的苦。
Although at that time he was going through great suffering.
朋友对他无这个可以说无情的控告。
And all his friends had negative criticism.
但是他最后他还是认为说，我还是要靠神。
But in the end, he knew that he has to stand and rely on God.
我不要自暴自弃。
That he shouldn't be disappointed.
所以他说我的祈祷是清洁的啦。
And therefore he says that my prayer is pure.
所以十九节说。
Verse 19.
现今在天上有我的见证，在天上有我的中保。
Even now my witness is in heaven and my advocate is on high.
他能够在患难当中坚持他的祷告，必须要清洁。
And he was able to stand firm in trials that his prayer is one that's pure.
我们再看耶伯记二十三章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 23.
二十三章第十节。
Verse 10.
然而他知道我所行的路，他思念我之后，我必如金金。他那说越来越清楚，神的试炼是要我成为金金呢、啊。
And he grew out of me, become more clear that God tested him to become pure like gold.
使我的信心里头没有杂质。
And that his faith will have no impurity.
所以他立下心志。
So he was very determined.
在十二节这里讲。
In verse 12.
他嘴唇的命令我未曾背弃。我看中他口中的言语过于我需要的饮食。
He said that I have not departed from the command of his lips, that I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my daily bread.
我们有一个执事啊，就跟耶伯有这样的例子。
And one of our deacon church also had an experience like Job.
他说我这个没有读经，绝对不先吃饭。
He said that if I did not read the scriptures, then I would not eat.
意思是说他已经把读圣经看作最重要的。
In other words, he has seen reading the Bible as one of the most important.
所以我们可以了解耶伯啊，在这患难当中，灵性开始成长。
Therefore, we can see that Job, his faith and spirituality start to grow in time of trial.
所以他也看到神的慈悲了。
And then he witnessed for himself that the Lord is one that's full of compassion.
慈悲什么意思呢
？What is it like to be compassionate?
这慈悲就是说神 这个希望人得到恩惠。
And it means that the Lord wants to see that all his people receive grace.
但是神不希望人无知。
But he doesn't want his people to be ignorant.
所以中文这个悲哀，这个悲的意思就是悲哀了。神看到人无知的时候，他会感到很悲伤。
And in Chinese word compassion, it means that when God see,When his people is ignorant, then he becomes sorrowful.
所以他一直要除掉人的无知。
Therefore, he wants to take away the ignorance of his people.
要使人得到好处。
And so that his people will receive goodness.
这就是慈悲的意思。
And this is meaning of compassionate in Chinese.
所以雅各在这里提了三个例子。
And therefore, here we can see that James has brought forth three examples.
告诉我们这个忍耐的价值。
Here he wants to tell us the value of being patient.
简单的说，忍耐是能够让我们除去一切的无知。
To just, in short,Be patient is to take away all the ignorance.
那时候我们就能够忍耐下去。
Then we can stand firm and endure.
然后朝着目标去走。
And walk towards our goal.
所以不管是对于教会的期待
，whether it's our hope within this church，
对于我们个人未来的期待
，or individual hope，
我们都应该有这样活泼的盼望。
We all have to have such a living hope.
啊，那我神呢，一定会成全我们。
Then God will surely grant us what we ask for.
一起来唱诗136首。